Wyoming has approved its first coal mine permit in decades. The Kentucky-based coal company Ramaco now has the go-ahead to start mining near Sheridan in northeastern Wyoming. The process to get to this point was anything but simple. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim reports.
Anton Bosick lives on an 80-acre ranch where he deals in hay and cattle. His family's lived there for 42 years. It's the closest property to Ramaco's newly approved Brook Mine.
I'm 0.17 miles from the proposed mine.
Since 2017, Bosick has been stressed out about how a mine might affect his water well, how blasting would affect the community's recreation, or how the nearby road would get busy with haul trucks. It turned out there were several nearby landowners who had similar concerns back then, too. So they connected with a landowner group based in Sheridan called the Powder River Basin Resource Council. Since then, Bosick and his sister Joan Tellez have become players in a contentious battle over the first coal mine permit in decades.
Because we've written letters, we've had meetings, we've tried to meet with DEQ.
And now, 3 years since the Wyoming Department of Environmental Quality deemed the permit technically complete, it's approved it and put an end to this lengthy chapter. For Randy Atkins, the CEO and chairman of Ramaco Carbon, he's very relieved to have come out on the other side after so much debate.
Delighted it happened. I wish it had happened a little sooner. I mean, it was really more of a theater that I think was put on by, you know, the Powder River Basin folks to try and delay the process. And so it did indeed delay the process. But, you know, fortunately, we kept our guns and we are where we are right now.
The story begins back in 2014, when Ramaco first submitted its permit application to develop the Brook Mine. The plan was lauded by Governor Matt Mead, with a plan to mine 100 million tons of coal over 20 years and bring in 600 new jobs. Later on, the company clarified that it would be a much smaller operation, with a focus on finding new uses for coal. Ramaco now plans to use the resource for value-added products instead of burning it. The Brook Mine also now considers about 30 to 40 direct mining jobs. Back in 2017, the Sheridan mayor applauded the efforts. Also back then, Atkins explained how it could work.
So if only 14% of the weight of U.S. autos, and that's body and parts, were derived from carbon fiber made from coal, that would be over 100 million tons of coal translated into making that carbon fiber.
Today, Atkins is excited about the idea of turning the Powder River Basin into a hub for carbon entrepreneurship. Bosick and other landowners got involved soon after the DEQ deemed the permit technically complete. Many were frustrated that there was no public meeting. Here's homeowner Brooke Collins from back then.
Where is the permit? Where are the people that promised to come talk to us? What's going on with this?
The company, though, felt they had done their due diligence and had the sign-off. Then landowners dug deeper. They hired outside scientific experts and found deficiencies in the permit. Surface owner Bighorn Coal also participated with its own questions. Anton Bosick, for one, was happy to get involved.
You know, we're just a small family, and, you know, we can't afford a lawyer. So we went with Powder River to have somebody speak for us and do some research.
Landowners in the PRBRC pushed for a contested case hearing in front of the Independent Review Board, the Environmental Quality Council. The DEQ pointed to that as the public hearing demanded by landowners.
From the data provided,
Ramaco argued DEQ had been okay with its permit application. The other side pointed towards the need for more research into subsidence and hydrology. In the end, the EQC voted in favor of rejecting the permit and requested many of those revisions.
Thank you all for your patience. This hearing is recessed.
Ramaco later won a court battle, though that's under appeal, questioning whether that decision from the EQC was valid. The debate flared up again this May during an informal public hearing, as Ramaco returned with a revised permit based on EQC recommendations. By then, about 100 individuals and businesses sent comments to the DEQ regarding the project, many of them in favor as well as opposed. The PRBRC had experts in hydrology and subsidence comment once again. Ramaco's lawyer, Tom Sansonetti, voiced frustration at how lengthy and arduous this process has been.
And this permit is being held to the highest standards. Those who would say otherwise have different agendas regarding the issuance of this permit, or indeed any extractive industry permit.
Since then, the DEQ has decided to grant the permit, but with conditions. DEQ Deputy Director Alan Edwards explains.
Some of those were a direct result of information we received during the public comment period and the informal conference.
Finding that, yes, DEQ does need to see more data on subsidence before certain mining can occur. That blasting couldn't happen on weekends or holidays, that the Brook Mine would need to limit ground vibrations to protect structures near the permit area. Randy Atkins said he's obviously happy to have the permit, but that it was really in place years ago.
The refinements, you know, we could have easily dealt with in a simple, you know, agreement with the DEQ 2.5-3 years ago. So I think, you know, the passage of time and the additional rumblings and court cases and hearings, et cetera, truly didn't add much.
For Anton Bosick and John Telez, that's true. They would have liked to see much more come from the process. They're happy to see those additions, but are still worried.
I think there are probably a couple, but, you know, it's not anything that's real significant, I don't feel. Especially, like I said, they don't address the issues that we have.
She's especially worried about the traffic plan and transparency from the company. But from the point of view of the DEQ and spokesman Keith Giel, this process was successful.
We do consider their comments, and we did, at the end of the day, consider some comments to put in as additional conditions in the permit. And those comments really did help us move forward here.
The fight, though, may not be over quite yet. The PRBRC are still deliberating next steps, but have the option to file an administrative appeal with the Environmental Quality Council. But now, 6 years since the first permit application, the Brook Mine is a go. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.